Ireland's Classic Hits Radio presents A Parent's Guide to Social Media.
Kevin Ray is with us from Inside Out Therapy. You're very welcome, Kevin. You might just start off by telling us what it is that you do there at Inside Out Therapy.
It's nice to be here, Trina. Thank you for inviting me. I am the service director here at Inside Out Therapy. I am a developmental and mental health specialist, and we work with young people between the ages of maybe 2 up to 18 years of age.
Okay, and you're based there in Limerick.
We're based here in Croom in Limerick, and we provide, I guess, a blend of behavioural support and emotional support to children and families. And we pay particular attention to the needs of neurodiverse populations, because services for young people on the spectrum or young people presenting with any kind of neurodivergence tend to be very kind of slim on the ground. So that would be your kind of our specialist, if you like.
Right. So can I ask you then about the impact of social media then on the people that are, the children and the young people that are coming through your doors? There are pros and cons, really, aren't there? Because I know there's a lot of people, neurodivergent people, who might benefit from social media.
Yeah, there is. There is pros and cons. When I think about the pros, I would probably say social interaction can be very positive. Mm-hmm. There can be positive elements, yeah, to looking online for all of us, and no less for young people who are neurodivergent. It's nice to look at people, places and things that might offer some inspiration. I guess that's available when we look at the online world.
And being part of something, you know, if you're following, I don't know, a page that is similar to your own interests as well.
Yeah, I guess having access to kind of information and content around your own interests, around your own values. I mean, so many benefits for all of us. There's so much benefit to the world of social media. But unfortunately, there are so many pitfalls and trapdoors there, especially for children and young people.
Is this a big issue then, behaviourally, for children? They're so addicted to the phones and the iPads and all the rest that the parents are really struggling.
They are. I mean, like that conversation as well about how young is too young to even have a phone. And I think really all phones these days are smartphone devices. And I would say that parents in our service, anyway, working with us, and they'd often kind of say, we're really trying to get to first year or really trying to get to sixth class. And then we've got kids coming to see us who have smartphones and pretty liberal access to the internet in third and fourth class.
Right.
Hard not to have a value judgment sometimes, Trina, around that, because I guess we're encountering a lot of the negative outcomes of a little bit of unguarded access to the virtual world and what that can mean for kids.
What would you say for parents, Kevin? What can parents do to control this? Because it's almost like a drug, and if you try and take it away, you're the worst person in the world.
Yeah, I definitely think, I mean, keep it practical. Communication is definitely the most important part of this. You know, opening a conversation, instead of dictating the terms and conditions, if you like, too much around phone use, accepting that we're living in a digital age now, and accepting that as parents, our experience of the world and growing up is just fundamentally different to that of the children that we have today. And so it's about kind of starting a conversation. For the kids that are coming in here to see us, I often start by kind of saying, what social media platforms are you in? What are the rules around those platforms at home? What's your experience of them? And I think, honestly, collaborating, you know, obviously kids need boundaries and they need rules around the management of devices and access to different material. But where you can, open a conversation, because they're so vulnerable when they're online. And if they're not used to having conversations about their experience online with you, you've no way of really protecting them.
It's about your children being able to come to you and talk to you as well.
Yeah.
I do know somebody who has a rule where the mobile phones, as soon as the kids are home, the mobile phones are put away, and that's that, and they're home. And it's easier said than done, I know. The attention span, do you find that kids are kind of, they don't have the attention span they used to because of the phones and that, and could be struggling in school as a result because the homework's not getting done or the study's not getting done? It is such a distraction.
It's permeating into every facet of life and attention span. And look, we're talking about, you know, kids and young people here, but I feel like this is affecting adults as well. This is affecting all of us, even me as a professional in my personal time. You know, if I'm watching something on social media that's over 8 seconds, I feel like, oh, that's a long time.
Yeah.
So if I'm here as an adult and I'm pretty mature, professional and well developed in lots of aspects, and I struggle to keep my attention for 8 to 10 seconds sometimes, you know, what's it going to be like for a 12 or 13 year old?
What would you advise a parent to do if they, like, is it worth going to see somebody if they feel that it's completely out of control and they just can't get them off the devices?
For me, it's like there's a question of, what you're describing there is you're describing a compulsion to have access to phones. And when the compulsion is overriding logic, then there's a big problem there. that's an issue of access and how attached a young person becomes to their phone. Then there's a separate issue, Trina, which is where children might not actually suffer or experience a compulsive element to their phone use, but when they do engage in social media, they have really bad experiences. Like, they might compare themselves to other people or other kids and feel very much less than, or they might just, there's a lot of kind of exclusion in the online world. And that's a part of the work that we're doing that I find really challenging for children as kind of participating in some way and trying to support them when they're talking about things like being excluded from certain, you know, WhatsApp groups or private stories. And they're the kind of things I feel that are actually very harmful. So it's not just the amount of time that children are preoccupied with phone use, but it's actually the experiences that they have when they use their phone are just as important.
Are you finding, Kevin, there's kids coming into you and they are opening up about being bullied or about having these negative experiences online?
Hugely. It would be a conversation that I would have probably in 90% of young people aged 12 to 17 regularly.
Wow. It's very scary, isn't it?
It is very scary. And then you're kind of saying, what are the tools, tips, tricks, whatever you want to call them, to be able to manage this online world? But, you know, at the end of the day, when we put adults into these situations also, they find them just as challenging. I was talking to a colleague this morning about this topic. She was saying to me that part of her own friend group, she's in her 30s, she had mentioned recently, oh, had you seen such and such's private or their story on Instagram or whatever it was? And they said, no, we're actually not included in that. And she said it was like being catapulted back to when you're 14 or 15.
Yeah. And feeling not part of something. Yeah.
Feeling not part of. Yeah.
Well, look, thanks so much for taking our call. There is Kevin Ray from Inside Out Therapy. How would somebody go about seeing you? Do they have to be referred by a doctor or something if they need to see you about their children? Because I know you do a lot of things there, not just talking about social media, but you do assessments, etc.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we work with a very broad population of young people around emotional support and just skills building to be able to cope with the challenges of life. We feel like that it's important that service is as accessible as it can be. So if you go online to www.insideouttherapy.ie, you'll be able to make a self-referral there, contact the admin member of the team, and then we'd be able to start the ball rolling and reach out and hopefully get people in. At the moment, we have about 120 families attending our service, Trina, every week, which is a massive amount considering we're not even open a full year yet. We're just approaching our first birthday.
You're brand new.
Exciting times for us here.
Well, we'll have to definitely get you back on again then, Kevin, to talk more in detail about what you do and how you can help families. So you might come on again for me, will you?
Yeah, I'd love to, Trina. Thanks so much.
Super.
This is a parent's guide to social media. You can catch up on all the episodes, which are available as a podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Parent's Guide. This has been a Sound and Vision initiative, funded by Cumasúin na mBean with the television license fee.